I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
This week's episode brought to you by Henson Shaving. Oh, yeah. They haven't been around in a minute.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, but we got them. Yeah, I'm growing my beard out.
Yeah.
So it's been on the desk, but on the,
using mine big time.
Yeah, you got it.
This is my favorite, dude.
Yeah,
this
hot.
Is one of my favorite sponsors because their product is the greatest thing I've ever found.
It looks clean, dude. It looks real clean
neck.
On the counter.
Oh.
Hey, Henson Shaving, family owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, that's the International Space Station, and the Mars rover, is now bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience. Ladies, sorry, you're going to have to sit this one out.
Mm-hmm.
This one's for the dudes only. Razor blades are like diving boards.
How so, John?
Well, let me explain, Alex. The longer the board, the more the wobble, baby. Great song. That's not in the copy, but I put that in myself. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. Wobble, great in a song, bad in your razor.
Right.
Yeah, that's not in the copy either. A bad shave isn't the blade problem. It's an extension problem.
You're always saying that, too.
Yeah.
You're always like, everybody knows. It's an extension problem.
Hey, big girl. Is that the words?
It's an extension problem. It's an extension problem.
Hey, big girl. Yeah. It's a remix, dude. Yeah. It's a wow. Hey, listen. But this, they got it figured out. Get one of these things on your bathroom counter. Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. Boom. Okay, I got that. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no pained planned obsolescence.
That's big.
Oh, yeah. Affordable. The Henson Razor works with standard dual-edge blades that give you the old-school shave with the benefits of the new-school tech. Old-school players to new-school fools. That's an Outkast song. Once you own a Henson Razor, it's about $3 to $5 a year to replace the blades. That's unbelievable.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And it's a better shave all around. No razor burn whatsoever on this.
And you know what I'm worried about? Looking cool.
Right.
That's what you need.
Yes.
Get the Henson Shave. Ladies, you got your man's birthday coming up. What else do we celebrate in a man? His sobriety anniversary.
Sure.
Yep. What else can we celebrate?
A Friday.
Anniversary.
Yep.
Yeah, he works hard.
Yep.
Bless the man. He's putting groceries on the table. But the woman can do that too.
Of course.
Yeah. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to razor that will last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/netpositive to pick the razor for you and use a code netpositive and you'll get 2 years worth of blades with your razor. Just make sure you add them to the cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to Henson, H-E-N-S-O-N, shaving.com/netpositive and use the code netpositive.
Dun, 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 dun.
Boom. Up top, what if I was people are like voiceover readers? Like
yes.
That's their job?
Yeah.
Like if you had to read, like you're a commercial reader, they would kick me out.
You think so?
Yeah. Dude.
I think you could pick it up.
You think so?
Yeah, because you've gotten really good at the ad reads here, what just about, over time.
Yeah, yeah. After like the car commercials, like APR, 4.7, do without exclusion. I think they speed that up.
Exclusion.
They speed that up, don't they?
It's got to be. There's no way anybody's actually in there doing that.
Oh, yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
Big episode today, baby.
Big, dude.
Oh, yeah. We got some friends in the house.
We do.
Oh,
yeah. Let's catch up first, though.
Big weekend for me, bro. Where you guys been up to?
We've been here.
Oh, yeah.
We've been around.
Oh, yeah.
We had some friends in town. We got out. We got after it a little bit.
Hey, got to. Yep. Did you go out to the bar?
Yep.
Yeah. Did Andrew come?
No, Andrew didn't come. He had other plans. Yeah.
What was he doing, dude? He's leveled up. Andrew, by the way, producer Andrew, can we talk about that on this podcast?
Up to him, I guess. I don't know what we're trying to talk about.
To see one about the other podcast he's on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Andrew, I feel like we brought him up. Did we bring him up?
I mean, this is where it all started.
Yeah, this is where. And now this guy's a heavy feature on Hannah Brown's new podcast.
That's right.
Go over there, listen to the pod. Be like, that's our boy. Mm-hmm. Producer Andrew, is that what you're called over there?
Yeah.
We'll get you a last name over there. It's early. Yeah. Producer Andrew, I was like, yeah, look at him go, dude. That's like you raise somebody up and then they go, they get called up to the major leagues,
yeah,
and they pinch hit and they hit a homer.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, that's my guy, dude.
Yeah. I just like, want to say I'm really thankful to the fans and yeah, appreciate all the support.
Yeah. I feel like that's kind of a knock because we didn't give him a mic. I think that's what that is. Yeah. He's like, some of y'all didn't believe in me. Yeah. You're like, what? No. Yeah. Now he's over there mic'd up. Uh-huh. Yeah, dude, we see you, bro. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were down in, I was down in Hattiesburg.
Yes.
Hattiesburg.
Mississippi?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Went down there for a show. That's like right in between. Where would you, what distance do you go between driving and flying?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's a 4 hours.
You go four.
Yeah, I have a 4 hour radius. Anything past that, I'm flying.
All right. I feel like that might be a can't hide money.
You think so?
Do you think 4 hours?
I think you're probably right.
Yeah. This one was six, but I couldn't get there direct.
Okay. That does actually make a big difference.
So I go, I can't get there within 6 hours. And I'm talking about leave to go to the airport, connect, get to, because I couldn't, I was going to go to Atlanta to New Orleans and then drive 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to take longer than six.
Yeah.
Whatever that math is in your head, I'm doing that math.
The direct flight is a big deal too. Because then all of a sudden your travel day becomes 9 hours flying.
Yeah.
And it's like, well,
I'm
not really saving
And if you can get up, you're like, all right, I can stop at a Love's or I can stop at I can do whatever I want.
And I really don't mind a road trip either. I do enjoy it.
I like it. Yeah, I like it.
Get in the car, get some tunes on, throw a podcast on.
Yeah, I like to read a lot, send text.
Cool.
That's a joke.
Yep. Yeah. Drink.
It's just nicer because you can drink.
Yeah. You bring your own alcohol in the car. Yeah. It's just way better that way. Yeah.
All right. I went down to, I was in Hattiesburg and I spent 3 months in rehab down there.
Oh, cool.
In 2019.
Yep.
That's where I went. And I like, everybody always roasts the city. Mm-hmm. Like when we do a show and we were like, it was like a fundraiser for like a lot of rich people. And I was like, oh, we got all the rich people sitting up front tonight. I could tell they weren't my fans. They were like donors. Nice. I could just tell by looking at them. And all my fans were like in the back. Because after they gave all those tickets away, then they opened it up for everybody. And then my fans bought all the tickets. So all my fans were like in the balcony.
Nice.
And all these people, and I know like where all the rich neighborhoods were because we used to play golf down there.
Yeah,
I mean, we were focusing on our mental health. We weren't.
For sure, obviously.
No.
All of our presidents, by the way. Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah.
So, and I go, oh, I see. We got the, sitting up front. We got the Canebrake neighbor. That's the rich neighborhood. It's called Canebrake. Nice. I go, oh, Canebrake sitting up front. And everybody was just like, he knows. And then I was like, oh, up in the top, we got y'all. Like, I can tell y'all shop at the Turtle Creek Mall. And that was like, they were just like, like, whatever you come to your city.
Yeah.
And like, imagine if it come to like where you grew up.
Yeah.
And you did a show.
Yeah.
And you referenced.
Yeah. Nikki's Diner.
You're like,
right, oh, whatever.
It's not even a joke. You're just like, he knows a thing I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome.
I love that.
And then they have this like, I'm trying to look it up. Look up Hattiesburg, Hattiesburg Grand Canyon or something. I forget what it's called. It's called something. It is. Yeah. Look at that top photo. See that photo there? It's like a road closed. Can you open that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there it is right there.
The Grand Canyon of Mississippi.
Okay. So I,
wait, like, what?
Okay. So I got there.
This is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's the trashiest, natural, like, it's bad. It's very bad.
Is it an old road?
Yes. It's like a road. It's like a storm fallout.
Yeah.
It's like, and everybody, so I got to this like rehab center and I was like, this is what I said at the show. I was like, I was on my last like breath of life. I was like, I didn't even want to live anymore. And I got there on a Monday and there was a guy who go, hey, I was like playing it up that I was suicidal, but they were like, hey, I know things are bad, but just stick around till this weekend. And we're going to go visit Mississippi's Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
And I told this at the show in Hattiesburg. And I'm like, and everybody, I was like, I was depressed and I was sad. And they go, just hang around and we're going to take you to the Grand Canyon of Mississippi. And everybody started dying because everybody knows it's trash.
It's literally just a road that has
like
there's been a sinkhole underneath it and all the pavement has caved in.
And like, there's like,
that's it.
There's like needles out there, trash everywhere, graffiti everywhere. And I was like, they were like, dude, just hang it. Like this weekend's field trip or whatever is to the Grand. And I'm like thinking, this is going to be awesome. Everybody is dying at the show.
Is the new highway they built right next to it?
Yeah. And it's even worse. Yeah. And it's like, this is probably like an hour away from where we were. And they're like, we're going out there on this like field trip to this. And I said, and I was like on my last breath and I was like suicidal and I walked out And I got out of it and I looked out over that and I thought to myself, yeah, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. And it's not even big enough to like jump off the edge of and do it. Like, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, and you're just going to have like a broken leg.
Yeah, you're going to land at the bottom and just be like, I need help. Like, sprain my ankle down here and there's meth everywhere.
I think everybody. Everybody, I feel like if it's done well, like everybody is in with a good, well-timed, everybody's thought like this idea, not necessarily suicide, but the idea of like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Like everybody has kind of relates to that.
Yes. So,
and everybody goes, I don't like some idea of I can't go on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like I would actually kill myself.
No,
it's
no, no,
like,
no.
It'd be nice to just be able to switch off for a little bit.
Just check out.
Not have to do
this. Nobody's actually going through with like plans to actually, but you go, oh yeah. Just the idea that that thought is in your head. Everybody's dying.
And everybody relates to it.
And nobody I think around has ever said that this place is trash or like they kind of like do.
They know though.
Yeah, of course they know. Yeah, I got this. Anyway, but it was great, man. It was great to be down there with the people at Hattiesburg.
And how many shows you have done there?
We just had one.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, when you do it, when you do a show for somebody else, you can't really add a late show for yourself. It's like, dude, it's kind
that's
of
fair. That's
it's
fair.
Not yeah. very customary.
Very fair.
Hey, we're going down here to raise a lot of money, but after this, the 9:30 show, it's going to be the real one,
and that's where we'll really turn up. Yeah, coming to that one.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Yeah. Then we came back on Saturday and we did the we had a race for my
How was that?
Yeah. We finished. We need some more money.
Okay.
Yeah, we need some more money for. We need another sponsor.
Okay.
To get more to make a better engine.
Should we treat this like the mega church like telecast where it's like call in?
Yeah, we need a private jet.
Yeah,
yeah, we need. Yeah. God's gonna bless you if you give money for the engine of John's car.
Right.
Yeah. That was gonna be. There's people fighting on pit road. It was awesome.
Dude. Love that.
Yeah, you gotta. There. I mean, dude, those cars go. You can still hurt yourself. Like you got a helmet and you got, but there's still, it still goes fast.
Yeah.
And that's why we watch it. Cause everybody's like, dude,
yeah,
you could hurt yourself.
We got a Music City Grand Prix coming up this weekend. Too.
Oh yeah. You going?
Yeah.
I'll be out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to go there.
That's going to be wild.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Dude, Nashville's there's a lot going on.
I mean, 'tis the season. There's something every
single
day.
I'm going tonight?
Where?
Speaking of music and our guest, I am going to Nickelback.
No.
Yeah, dude. Nickelback tonight.
Bridgestone?
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Do they still have full band intact? Is it all the original members?
Yep.
Nice. Yeah.
And nobody knows this, but this episode is going to come out after.
Exclusive.
Brantley Gilbert is, and Hardy's coming out.
Nice.
And Jelly's coming out.
No way.
And Jason Aldean.
No way.
I mean, this episode is going to come out after.
Yeah.
So it doesn't. Yeah. Yeah. So I can say that. But.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I know. Dude, what a card.
Dude, we'll have to talk. What a card. We'll talk about that next week.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's sold out. It's going to be. I don't even know what to. I don't even know what to wear. I'm stressed, dude. I got to get back. I got to get home and start planning this.
That's insane.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be hot. I'll take some video. Yeah. We'll come in. Speaking of.
Yeah.
Speaking of music,
hot
episode.
Go. Very nice.
See that segue?
Mm-hmm.
Girl named Tom is in the house.
Yes.
No, they're not in here right now.
No, they're not
right now. Yeah, we're going to throw to the episode.
Yes.
Because if you're watching on YouTube, I'm wearing a different outfit.
Yes.
Yeah. It was awesome to have them in.
Fantastic.
Season, what did they win?
They won The Voice.
They won The Voice.
As a trio.
Like last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're my cousins.
Right.
No, they're not my cousins. Do we figure it out or no?
I don't think you actually are, but you are related.
I think you're our parents are cousins. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Girl named Tom. They're like an acapella, but now they're on tour everywhere.
Yep.
They're killing it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a trio. And two guys, one girl.
And we kind of connected with them because they were like, we're the same. We grew up the same.
Yep.
They grew up like me, Mennonite.
Yeah. Hearing you guys go back and forth about your upbringing is like from the outside looking in is just so fun.
Yeah. Well, it's all wild to see because you come up, this is cool about our conversation because you come up the way we came up and then you experience some level of commercial success. And a lot of the conversation was awesome because you're trying to balance both.
Yeah.
But I feel like everybody's doing that.
Yeah, to a point.
Everybody is doing that. The way you grew up, traditionally, most people, your parents, like, you're like, hey, don't drink around your parents, but you drink.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, well, I'm trying to be respectful and honor that tradition, but also make my own choices.
Yeah.
And to see and I think a lot of people kind of stumble through that.
Yeah. It's similar to kind of like them talking about even going from like homeschool to public school.
Yeah.
Same kind of type of thing, where it's like you're going from this kind of like sheltered setup to now all of a sudden like your mainstream, you're on TV every Wednesday night or whatever it is. Like that's, it's insane.
And people are asking you, I'm telling you, people are asking you questions that you never even heard of before.
Right.
And you go, wait, what?
Yeah.
And there's this idea, I feel like we covered this a little bit with them. There's this idea of like, you didn't even know that you liked it until you've tasted it. Like when you like, everybody gives you like a standing ovation.
Yeah.
As a human on TV and everybody's like, we like, you've been singing in your church. Like I was doing jokes in my church for forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to this other stage and everybody's like, we love that. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that. You, and then you go, well, I want to do that more.
I've got to do this again.
Yeah. And then you just kind of go down that road.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you kind of like, you kind of look in the rearview mirror to like, really?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. They did talk about, even though like when they go back home now though,
yeah,
it's still same old small town. Like they were talking about, I mean, they know the lady at the ice cream shop and all that. Like, I think that's really cool to still be able to preserve that, even though when you leave town, you go and do all this.
I wonder what would happen. What would happen to, for you to be shunned at the ice cream shop? Nah, we don't. Hey,
for them to be like, we can't.
Yeah, we don't. They have to do something.
We're all out.
Yeah.
As soon as you get up.
If you go,
it's closed. We just ran out. That was our last cone.
No, listen, they don't. Y'all don't run out.
Yeah.
Y'all don't run out. I've been going here my whole life.
Yeah.
They said that I did look it up on, we talked about this in the episode. They live in the village.
That's right.
Of Archbold.
Yeah, it's literally labeled a village.
If you name a place, a city in the United States of America, a village, it is small.
I wonder what the qualification there is. Like, when do you graduate from village to town?
Yeah, once you got a CVS.
Or another ice cream shop.
Yeah, once you got a competitor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Well, I enjoyed that conversation with them, man.
It's a great one.
Yeah, and y'all are going to like it. I feel like, here's what I feel like. We're going to get a lot of emails.
I hope so.
People are going to be like, wait.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love.
Yeah.
That you can would present this conversation as very engaging conversation. You're like, hold on. What? Yeah, I'd like to know more. And but you can go find out more about them. Go follow them.
Yeah.
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 Girl named Tom, everybody. Happy to have them.
You probably don't remember the very first time
we
met.
Before that?
Yeah. No, this was in South Bend, Indiana.
Okay. The Morris.
And
at a show?
Yeah.
I remember the show.
Yeah, I bet you do. It was
Lion
epic.
King.
You can't. Oh, yeah. Lion King. Oh, that had been like 2018, 2017.
Yeah.
And
we did the whole thing where our aunts contacted your mom and she got us VIP tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so we can meet you.
Yeah.
Your sister was there.
Oh, she was. Oh, yeah. But did they know who? Well, y'all weren't a band.
No.
You weren't anything.
Yeah, no. We were.
We were nothing.
But
siblings. That was it. Yeah.
But we started because our dad tried to get us to open.
That was
eventually.
Later.
Yeah. For me?
Yeah. Yes.
Why didn't we do it? Dang, dude. That would have been sweet. They would have been like, what's the connection? How are they touring together?
Yeah. No sense.
Oh, yeah.
Trio opens for Girl Named, for John.
And we come so far. Ladies and gentlemen, Girl Named Tom is in the studio. Do you guys do a lot of this or no?
No,
oh yeah,
no.
Full squad. Well, we have to go. We have to do the backstory. I'll introduce them, and then we'll do the backstory, which you kind of got into. Winners of what season? 21.
Yeah,
that's right.
Of The Voice, dude. Alex, winning's crazy. Like getting. I know we know a lot of people that are like been on them on all the shows, but being the last one. Who is it against? Is there a one-on-one at the end?
Yeah. Wendy Moten. She's a local Nashvillian who's a legend.
I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah.
No, actually beating her makes us feel amazing about our win because she's like the best vocalist I've ever met in person. Yeah. And so
she's in town?
Yeah, she's in town. She plays the Opry all the time and like
Wendy
she's
Moten.
Around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, but does every, because y'all, well, we have to explain the backstory of us because we are kind of related.
Yes.
Are we or no? Our parents are cousins.
You look like a lot like our dad, to be honest.
So. What? What?
It's the green eyes.
All right. You look like our dad is wild. All right. Well, that's the end of the episode.
yes.
No, wait. All right. So, well, like we joke around about on this podcast a bunch that I always claim that I'm Amish. Mm-hmm. But I'm not, but I'm like, my parents went to Goshen College. That's where they met. And that's where y'all went.
Yeah.
But who went there?
Caleb and I.
You went there. Yeah. You
and Becca recently became a
honorary graduate.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's a
literally
no offense,
ago.
But they might be lower in the standards. You have gotten a degree from there?
Not an actual degree.
Okay. Yeah. But that's like they give Obama like a degree.
Right.
They gave you one?
It was like an honorary alumni status.
That's right.
So.
Because your brother's went there.
Yeah, no, totally.
Yeah, no, but yeah. she had been accepted nepotism. And was like going there when we convinced her not to.
Yeah.
Right. And it was 4 years
since
I turned down college.
College.
Yeah. And so as like a 4-year memento, they were like, it's as
you could have spent this time in college, but you spent it on a tour bus with your brothers. Yeah. But do you guys know, I was like off the jump, I was like, you guys don't hate each other?
No.
Do people ask that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, they do. Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, if I travel with my siblings, we would, you know, be
oh, yeah, 100%.
Throats.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were homeschooled growing up. We were each other's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super homeschooled.
I think, I feel like our like following or our like whatever, whoever these fans are of ours that are probably kind of overlap, like a lot of people to me, like in the airport, like don't know who I am, but the ones that do are like, I can't believe you're here.
Yeah.
You guys get that?
Yeah.
We do. Yeah. They're like, I can't believe they're here.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking up, information about, and it said, this is so disrespectful, dude.
Oh, come on.
Look, it said you grew up in the village of Arch. Do you know, have you heard that before?
Yeah. I mean, that's what it says on the sign.
Village, dude, a village of Archbald, Ohio. A village is... It's like not even respectful enough to call it a town.
Yeah.
It's like we got the stables there and we got, you know, our local feed store. No.
Gosh. Yeah.
But the funny thing is that then we moved out of the village into a place that I don't think it has a title. It's just Pettisville.
Pettisville. Yeah, I know Pettisville. Yeah. Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cornfields.
Cornfields.
All cornfields.
500 people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No stoplight.
Well, we have like the literally probably the same story because I started in my church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Same type of thing. And then like I was homeschooled, this like Mennonite background. And then when I was, you came to one of my shows and how are we related?
So your dad is first cousins with our dad.
Okay. Cousins.
Wait, so we're second? Second.
No, I don't think that's what that means though.
Oh, no.
Is it?
I think so.
What are second cousins?
Are first cousins? I thought.
Yeah, Johnny.
Yeah, my dad.
And
yeah. Our cousin said, Mike, you're that they grew up together, like playing and going to Christmas together.
Dude, I have no idea.
I think
no,
so in, like,
yeah.
Toledo and
yeah.
In Michigan.
Yeah.
I think.
The second cousins have the same great grandparents as you. All right, so that's we're not that.
Yeah.
No.
Great grandparents.
Oh, wait. We should have figured this out before. Yeah. We look the same.
We hoped we would figure it out today,
like
but
from the same area. Well, I always know what, because people always ask me about y'all, and I'm like, they're like my cousins.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's just say cousins.
Yeah, like kind of like my cousins. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But cool. The Mennonite, does the Mennonite, because my family, I guess, they left the Mennonite church to my dad was like a Pentecostal preacher.
Okay. Mm.
What did y'all do?
We stayed in it, baby.
Yeah. You're still you're not in the Mennonite church. There's no Mennonite churches here.
No, there's not.
That's true.
Nashville.
Yeah. You got to go to Cross Point or something.
We don't go to a Mennonite congregation at the moment, but we still like affiliate ourselves
with
the tradition and like the ethnicity of being a Mennonite and the
values,
the traditions.
Yeah. We were just talking last week that there's no cancer and no autism and no something else in the Amish community. We did a news story about it last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They got nothing because they don't do nothing. They don't get vaccines or anything. Yeah, but but that's like you know how like in all of those award shows or the competition shows, you have to have like a story, like a unique story. Because we have everybody has to. You've seen like memes on the internet about that.
Yeah,
about like somebody's just like a good voice. Totally. They're like, get out of here. Yeah. They're like, you need to have overcome something or have some kind of. And totally. This is like, do you feel like people go back to that all the time, that y'all are siblings and y'all are from this kind of upbringing? Or do you want to...
Yeah.
Do you own that or do you want to disassociate with that?
Oh, we own that 100%.
So do I.
It makes us who we are, right?
Yeah.
Like, especially since we're a family group, people are intrigued why we get along well.
Yeah.
And how we came to be what we are. So the story part really does matter.
And yeah, the only reason we know how to harmonize the way we do is because of the church. And, you know, growing up, going to like all of the little junior choral societies and all of that. So
who wanted to sing? Who wanted to like, I'm ready to like get the car. We're going. Out of y'all, all three of y'all. You did. Becca did.
I mean,
you're like, guys, let's go.
It wasn't my idea.
It wasn't.
The band idea. The voice idea was more Becca's.
Yeah.
The band itself was our mom's. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she wanted Becca to drop out of college. How crazy is that?
Yeah. What parent ever says that? Every parent is like, no, don't. Like, I think when I said I was going to do comedy, my parents are like, no.
Yeah.
Please don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean,
anyone that was, I am a comedian. If anyone said, I'm going to become a comic, I'd be like, no, don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
So she wanted y'all to become a band, but there would be no like market for that.
No.
Where are you going to go?
Right.
We didn't know anyone who was in a band.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying.
We had no...
I didn't know a comedian.
Concept.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Did you go to comedy shows growing up?
I mean, not really. No. I was like funny around church.
Yeah.
Like I was just always like making jokes about stuff. Yeah. So I was kind of doing it.
Yeah, that's just like us. Like they would call us like the Lichty Von Trapps because like we would sing in church all the time. And
we're so, like, hey, what is it? Youth night, volunteer night, staff appreciation? Let me get up in there.
Yeah.
Caleb, play the guitar.
Yeah.
So our first show was like a mile down the road.
And you're like four.
Yeah.
How old were you?
No, like our first band show as Girl Named Tom.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah.
When we were like, oh, we're going to do this. Because, like Caleb said, we didn't know what being a band even meant.
We just
knew we had to sing in front of people somehow. Yeah. So we were like asking our church, like, you want to come hear us sing secular music this time?
And they're like, oh, yeah.
Purple Rain.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what being a comedian is now.
True. Yeah.
And I've been doing it for, like, if somebody's like, how do you do it? I go, I don't know, dude. If I knew, I would be doing it better.
I do wonder how you prep. This is a tangent, but I really am curious how you, I'm a big fan of comedy and actually all of us are.
Who do you guys like?
I just listened to Chris Rock's 90s.
Oh, there you go.
You're
in the right.
Tie it. Yeah. That one.
Oh, we're doing impersonations to Chris Rock now?
That's the only way I know how to explain that one.
I know what that is.
But Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. We can get in a room and sing together until it sounds good.
Yeah.
And we know people will like it.
Yeah.
But for you, it sounds so scary. Do you stand in front of a mirror? Like, what do you do?
I wish it was that easy. There's, for anyone listening, it's in Nashville. There's, at Zany's, there's New Material Monday.
Oh.
Nice.
So you can't practice a joke.
Okay.
Because you don't know if it's going to work or not. You just have to do it in front of people.
Oh,
and I've said this before, if I did a joke for y'all, like y'all all three have, you're about the same age, same demographic.
Same brain.
It might not hit with y'all, but unfortunately, you need about 100 people to see if it's a... Yeah. And if it's good, like if people relate to the idea, then you can take it on to the show.
Yeah.
And if it works in front of people that I don't know, for my crowd, it's going to kill.
That's so interesting. Yeah. So like if it works for 100, it's going to work for 2000.
Yeah. Nobody knows. I mean, there's people that know who I am, but they're not, they're like, what?
They're not buying a ticket with your name on it.
No, it's just jokes.
Yeah.
And then, but all the other comics, we would go try it out. Mm. If you think of an idea that you think is funny, like I was watching the news. So my girlfriend is an anchor on the news, and a guy was asleep at night and got shot and died. And he was a believer. And I go, all right, so you're asleep and then you're in heaven. Does somebody tell you like
what happened?
What happened? Like, are you just up there for the rest of eternity? Like, how did I get here? You're just asleep. Oh, what's up? And everybody kind of reacted like that.
Yeah.
They were like, I don't know where the jokes are, but everybody kind of related to the idea that that was a funny concept.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's all you really need to kind of take it.
It's a concept. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, sometimes you go, you ever been sitting in traffic and everybody goes, what? And then you just go, all right, well, I'll never say that again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's a very low bar. Like if somebody comes to see y'all at like the theater and they've gone out to dinner and gotten a babysitter and paid $60 or whatever, they're expecting the A-list.
Yeah.
Versus if you're just out there like bumming around, if you pop in on somebody else's show to sing, you're like, all right, we aren't expecting them to be here. So it's a low bar.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they ever, I was going to ask you if they ever like, if you, because our careers are similar in a way that you started in church. And if you do sing like Purple Rain, do people give you any pushback in like the community? Because it would be similar to mine.
Yeah.
That you go like, this is not like, wow, John's venturing off. Like, well,
I think the best example is our grandma who is 95 or whatever.
Yeah.
And when we started mostly religious music and she was all about that. To her, like music is...
That you were like serving the Lord.
Hymns. Yeah.
Yes.
Like it's you have to do it one way pretty much.
Yeah.
But then by the end, like now, if she came to our concert in May from Pennsylvania, which was amazing. And she was like missing that we didn't play Purple Rain. And she'll hum it to herself.
Really?
Purple Rain. And it's the cutest thing ever to see our 95-year-old grandma singing Purple Rain, a song that she didn't know before, you know, we started singing it.
We got grandma out to a winery.
Oh, it's a big deal.
Yes.
A mile away from her church. And she was self-conscious the whole time.
You're looking around. But if the Lord comes back.
Right.
He's like, where are you? And like, I'm at a winery.
Right.
It's over. Dude.
Right. Right.
But, it's over.
I think that's how she felt.
She probably drove by. She prays and prays and drives by every time.
Yeah.
This is in Archville?
Pettisville, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So all that to say, like, they've followed us and they're supporting us and they believe our hearts are in the right place.
Yeah.
No matter what we sing, honestly.
Yeah.
So that's a powerful thing.
Yeah. That was Eminem cover y'all did was crazy. That's a joke. Okay. See, you see how he looked and he didn't do anything?
That's what you don't want.
Yeah.
I was like, did we do that?
I honestly thought.
I mean, we covered Mac Miller at one point. Oh, yeah. So yes, like, maybe we did.
That's what I thought of. I was like, how did you see that?
Yeah. But it's all for people that don't know, it's strictly a cappella.
That's right.
Right?
No, actually. No, we play instruments.
You do?
Yeah.
I thought the live show, but you guys harmonize with it. You all sing.
That's our like bread and butter.
And you started with just singing with no instruments or no? You always started with good. Yeah.
That, yes. So in our church, instruments were of the devil in one point. So
we should start there. Yeah.
We had to sing like.
You just had to
make
sing.
All of the harmonies.
Yeah, so you had to, so instrument, yeah. All right, so there's no instruments at your church still?
Now there are. Now there are.
Yeah, God was like, nah. Yeah.
But our dad was in a cutting edge Christian rock band in the 80s. Oh,
really? Electric guitar?
Yeah.
Drum. He was a drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
And they would get kicked out of churches.
Yeah, yeah.
Got left and right.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny because I have a joke in the show about how God is the same yesterday and today and forever. But according to my parents, God has been chilling out a lot. Like it seems like, and according to, cause we go back to Pinecraft and we celebrate Christmas with the Amish every year.
Wow.
And it's like, there seems to be like every year there was all those bikes and then there's like, all right, we have electric bikes. So like you can't have like a motorbike, but you can like plug a bike in and like, it looks like a bike. Like it seems like every year, I was like, did I see a kid with a cell phone? Like, it seems to be chilling out.
Wow.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
They're like, well, yeah. Yeah. Like, like the idea of no instruments, like, I'm older than you guys, but that's how we, like, that was, like, no women on the stage. Mm-hmm. And so, do you have that or no?
Not anymore.
Now
our head pastor is female. So
really?
Yeah. It's happening.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to put anybody out, but my people in my family have said that Goshen College has gone woke.
Oh yeah. It was called Gation for a while when I went there. Now I say it with pride. I have like a sweatshirt that says Gation.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You don't. Yeah. But I would imagine prior to our parents, they thought the same about the generation before them.
Yes.
Exactly.
And that's what's tricky.
Yeah.
But it does to maintain the like success, let's say like Amish and Mennonite kind of get thrown around like the same around here sometimes. Yeah. But if you don't have any rules, then it kind of crumbles. Mm-hmm. So you have to keep some things. But I think like a lot of our generation has decided that we don't want to be super like deep into it. Mm-hmm. So they got to loosen up on the rules a little bit or they'll have nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, where's the line?
Because society's changing and often for the good and for just necessity. And yeah. I think our perception of God changes because of that.
100%.
Yeah.
And if, and do people say that y'all have like lost your way? Everybody supports you from the hometown, right?
Well, I mean, there's some comments saying like, never change, never ever change. Yeah. And sometimes we take that as to mean how they perceive us as changing.
Yeah.
When we might not have like a change of heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're just maybe exploring something new.
Yeah.
That can be perceived as a terrible, terrible change.
Forgetting where we came from.
Yeah. They've.
Yeah, you hear some of that sometimes. Oh, yeah, sometimes. You do. Yeah,
don't forget where you came from, John.
You're like, okay. You're like, well, Pettisville, you have one gas station, so don't get too cocky. Yes.
But it's true. We love where we came from, and we love where we're going.
So do I.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, and that is what I feel like. That's what makes y'all. That's why y'all are here, not here in here in the studio, but that's why y'all exist, because you do have this. So you're not just three people that can sing. Everybody can sing. Mm-hmm. Not everybody can sing, but like. But you do have this story, so you want to be respectful to it.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
But also be your own people.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really grateful for where we're at now, and it's crazy that we're where we're at now. But then, feeling like we have so much more to give and so much more to explore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, y'all weren't a band before the show, or were
we
you?
We actually were.
For a little bit.
Yeah. So we have our fourth birthday as a band this month, July.
Huh.
And we started out we started out just in a minivan, and then
how a year before the show?
2019 is when we started, and we won the show in 2021. So it was like 2 years.
Okay.
We had already decided we were going to do this as long as we could, just working out of our minivan. We bought like a band house. I mean, we were renting a band house.
Yeah.
And
in Pettisville?
And then COVID hit, and we were just in South Bend.
Yeah, that'll throw a link in the. That'll throw
so then we started doing YouTube stuff, but we were so ignorant that we thought it was going to be fine. We were like, oh, we'll be able to do this. We get like $200 donations every month. Like,
so you have to do.
Yeah. We were like, we're going to make a career out of this. Like, we believe
we're doing it.
100%.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
We are our own managers, own bookers. We started getting like Notre Dame gigs. In COVID, we were playing in like 30 degrees outside
for like 4 hours.
A long gig for like 50 maybe students in the lawn that were kind of annoyed that we were there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Dude,
and we
I've
were like,
the same.
This
I've
is dope.
Awesome. Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. I've done a million of those.
Yeah.
We were like at a college at like noon, like during finals, and everybody's like, what? Well, I guess music would be at least easier where they can choose to interact or not if they don't want to.
It can be background.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're a guy talking.
I can't.
That's true.
I got to be like, hey, everybody, listen.
Yeah. That's true.
Man, skate.
Nice, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's
drop that.
Wham, bam, bam, pow. Manscaped Performance Package 4.0, baby. I'm in heavy. I'm in heavy on the Manscaped recently.
Long haul Manscaped guys.
Yeah.
That's us.
I'm growing my beard out.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to my beard out, but I need to trim it.
Mm-hmm.
I go trim it up here, keep it long down here, because this doesn't grow as much as this, so I trim this.
Yep.
Yeah, that's an easy flip it back and forth.
You do that fade? You do that fade yourself too?
Yeah.
You fade that beard in?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Dude, it's nice.
Oh yeah. Sport for Net Positive brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below the waist grooming. That's a different one. I have two different ones. Mm-hmm. Their products.
The differentiation.
They're different. Two different ones. Yeah. Well, I have two. Do you have two?
I have two.
Yeah, because you have the face one and then the other one.
Yep.
Is that as bad as you? It's not that gross.
We've talked about this before. I don't think it's that gross.
If you've showered.
Yes. Which
to do it on your hair and on your body.
Right.
I feel like a different person if you live in a house with a bunch of bros and you're all passing it around.
Absolutely not.
Would you do that with a face one?
Would I use another guy's face
if
buzzer?
If that's disgusting.
Probably not, because I don't think I could trust that they're only using another face.
For sure.
I think that's what that comes
any down guy, to. Listen, any guy, ask, ladies, ask your man.
Mm-hmm.
When you were in college, did you have two? No, just ask him his grooming policy.
Yeah.
No guy in college has two.
No.
This is elite.
Yes.
This is
changing the game.
This is going to price out a lot of people, because this is for rich people to have two of them. But you have
to. It's a luxury.
But you have to.
But we all got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
I started with one.
Yeah, so did I.
And then I worked my way up to two.
Which did you start with the... I used to have a razor and then a body trimmer.
Got it.
Because I couldn't grow facial hair.
Right.
Yeah, so maybe if you can't grow it.
Right.
Anyway, the Performance 4.0 package has arrived, and oh, man.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's a game changer. Inside the package, you'll find... This is the body trimmer. Mm-hmm. The lawnmower, 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver, deodorant, crop reviver, toner, and they throw in some boxer briefs, travel bag, and they got it all.
Why not?
Get yourself hooked up. This is the full package.
Yeah, and this lawnmower that was the first one that I ever had.
Yeah, you had the lawnmower first.
They're up to now the fourth generation. This is the 4.0 trimmer. Yeah. It features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents, thanks to Manscaped's advanced skin-safe technology. And I can say, too, confidently, this is a personal guarantee.
Yeah.
I have never cut myself with a Manscaped trimmer.
Facts.
Not one time.
You said it here, and that's not in the copy.
Nope.
Dude, think about what iPhone are we on? 15?
Yeah, something.
Think about the 11.
Mm.
That's four versions.
Yeah.
Remember the 11?
Yep.
I'm like, dude, is this a flip phone? You can do nothing.
Right.
Playing Snake on that thing, probably.
Right.
The 15 is where it's at.
That's right.
Get the 4.0, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we got. Alex got it. Oh, 20% off and free shipping with the code NETPOSITIVE at manscaped.com. That is 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code NETPOSITIVE. Unlock your confidence. And as always, the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Like a bad show for a comic, everyone knows.
Yeah.
They go, oh, this is not going well. But you guys, if somebody, I don't know, something bad happens, somebody's voice is not.
If we feel flat or sharp, like our pitch is bad.
I don't even know what that means.
I fell off the stage once.
You did?
That was bad. Everyone knew that.
Fell off?
Yeah, straight up. But
you can't have that.
I was okay.
Yeah.
But you're right. I feel like there's more pressure on the scene because of that. Yeah.
I mean, public speaking is people's like number one fear ahead of dying.
Oh, yeah. Right? Oh, number one before dying. Yeah.
So, before dying.
And being a comedian would be X10.
Yeah, yeah. That. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
But there's something, I would say there's something maybe disconnected in your brain that I want to be a stand-up comedian is nuts.
Yeah.
I think about that.
Yeah, you're like a skydiver or something that does it over and over even though they know they could die.
But it is, we go back and forth all the time. What'd you say?
That was dark.
Yeah. Hey, this might be the end.
No, sorry.
But the rush is fine.
Yeah.
The rush is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, is there, like, I see people at let's say singing on Broadway. Mm-hmm. And you're like, man, this seems like the best 4 hours of this person's week. Right? You guys have been down there. Are you allowed to go down there or no?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. It's like, this seems unbelievable, but they're like, they are like, dang, I wish I was Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a bummer because you're going to go through your whole life looking and this is awesome.
Absolutely.
If you sing, if you do comedy at colleges or on cruise ships, you're not Dave Chappelle, but every artist, like I would imagine when y'all started, it was so like, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're making like $50 and like they were like giving you free like banana bread or whatever. And you're like, this is it.
Yeah.
And then at some point it turns to like, you start looking at sales and like money and like agents and like all that stuff. And it gets kind of, but you just started the first time ever. It was like, I just like to do it.
Yeah.
I just like to do it.
Becca always says like strive for excellence, but keep your
Becca.
Keep your expectations.
Guys, strive for excellence.
Yeah.
All right.
But like but having low expectations.
Yeah.
High standards, low expectations.
Yeah. Allows for enjoyment at every level.
Yeah.
And just
like I do want to be as happy going to Sonic as a 5-star restaurant. I don't think I've been to a 5-star restaurant, but I want to keep that perception.
Yeah.
And like the core of what we do is medicine for people, no matter if you're in a room of 12 people and you're making people laugh. Like you've made us laugh so much.
I'm going to leave
today feeling like I've been
lighter, at least.
Yeah.
And that's why people come to the show.
And it's so healthy. Yeah. That's a healthy medication and it's necessary. And I think a lot of times people look down upon starving artists because, you could just get a real job.
Yeah.
Why don't you contribute to society in a way that actually would give you money and, you know, be a part of the workforce.
Yeah.
And it's just, art is such a force.
Yeah.
And it's so mm-hmm. necessary.
Well, I think a lot of artists, I felt this way sometimes with everybody. You see, like on usually Wednesday or Thursday, you see all the buses like leaving this
yeah.
town.
Yeah.
Whether, and I'm a comedian, I'm not an artist, but going out and it's like, I kind of envisioned it a little bit, or maybe somebody explained it to me. It's like during wartime, mm-hmm. like the entertainer, or the encouragers, or even the drummer, they would go out into the village or the land and encourage the people. It was a very, very noble, very noble. Mm-hmm. In fact, more noble than you would say a 9-to-5, not that a 9-to-5 job is, but you know, that's a very, very honorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I see kind of, there's those Love's truck stops and everybody's kind of
yeah.
there. Now we all go out ourselves.
Yeah.
So you're not necessarily with the other bands or the other entertainers, but to whatever you have going on in your personal life, to like put it not aside, but to get in that bus and yeah. go out. Yeah. And I think
the service.
Jerry Seinfeld said, you have to find a way to love those people. Mm. And if you, I mean, this is turning into like a TED talk. If you loved them so much that you had this gift that you believe that you're giving to them, which I, not in a narcissistic way, be like, I have something that could help, mm-hmm. that you would practice more, that you would prepare more, that you would go over your set, that you would like, I want to give everything I have to these people. And if you can do that, I feel like we can have careers for forever.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No wonder he's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was beautiful.
No, but I feel like a lot of us go out, at least the comics are very isolated. Mm. We go out by ourselves. There's yeah. no
but to
other
think of
band.
Us all as like a team or
yeah,
like
go,
an army.
Going
of,
out amongst
yeah.
the people.
Yeah.
To like,
I love that.
We're like the, you know what you guys are? Like the band on the deck of the Titanic. While it was
while it's going down.
Nah, that was too much. That was too much. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
We were trying to write a song about the Titanic. So that's
really?
Funny that you just
days
said
ago.
That. Yeah.
About this
sinking.
Yeah, obviously sinking. Yeah, yeah.
It was kind of inspired by the submarine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. What was it about?
Well, I wanted to make it about like how futile but exciting and important adventure is, even when you yeah. know you're gonna die.
Yep.
Almost. And Becca was like, can we just make it a kind of a love story about Jack and Rose? So I was like, okay. That's fine.
Becca was like, hey, strive for excellence. Yeah. Get a chill, dude. It's my little sister.
Do you want this yeah. to be on the radio?
Yeah. Well, we said, I think we talked about that because we talk about all the current events. We talked about the submersible. And I go, dude, like the reason why I got a lot of, the reason why we have everything, a car, an airplane, a skyscraper, is because somebody was like, let's see if we can do it.
Yeah.
Somebody mm-hmm. did.
Yeah.
And then he believed in what he was yeah. doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you make fun of it and there's memes about it and it's silly, but you're like, well, he didn't think it was silly.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he gave his life to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I respect that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't turn out, but you go, dude, good for.
Yeah.
He woke up with such a sense of purpose. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, whether I disagree with maybe the purpose.
Yeah.
But you're like, good, good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
And so who shut the song down? Which of them said, we're not doing this?
It's not, we never try to shut each other down. We just try to adapt it or, you know, alter it in a certain way.
Oh, yeah.
Who has the ideas?
All of us. But sometimes, you know, when you have an idea, you're so like, this is my idea. And then someone's
yeah.
like, oh, but it could be like this. And,
yeah.
and so having three moral compasses or three creative
Oh, now it's
compasses.
A moral compass. Dang, dude. Yeah. She's like, morally, I don't like this. Yeah. Wow, dude. The melody?
I meant to say compass, yeah. but I thought about moral. Anyway, but yeah, having three people is sometimes...
That you go, oh, let's...
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, how many songs are on the show? 30?
20.
20. Yeah.
23.
Okay, and they're all written equally by all three? Surely not.
No.
So we've been doing a lot of co-writing since we're in Nashville,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
and honestly, yeah. sometimes it's really nice to have a fourth person in the room with
mix
us.
Mix it up a little bit. Yeah.
Mix it up a little bit yeah. and have somebody who can be, like, the objective, like...
Like it's, yeah.
Voice in the room where... You know, because we can hold on to our ideas so tightly, like Becca was saying.
Yep.
And so and we get defensive about them.
Very, very.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, same.
And so for somebody,
why is this
like,
joke not working?
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, just
give it up.
Move on. It's okay.
Yeah. But there's an object, like if y'all all three went to like, I'm trying to think of what the equivalent would be, like a writer's round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can tell everyone likes this one.
Exactly. Yep.
Would it be similar?
Yeah. Then.
Yeah.
Very, they like
totally,
it.
Very totally.
Similar. Yeah. Or they, I can tell, I mean, you could probably tell, I knew that like just from worship in church that you could, as the worship leader, you could be like, all right, they're not into this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Versus, right? They like it.
So you're a real singer.
Yeah.
That new single you dropped.
Oh, yeah.
That was legit.
Actually, no, I've been singing.
It is my voice.
I mean, yeah. I know. Yeah.
But it's heavily auto-tuned. Yeah. But
that was awesome.
You're up there with the best of them.
Charting with the right. Yeah, I should go on The Voice.
Yeah.
Yes.
What was that experience like?
The Voice.
Oof.
Dun, dun, dun.
It was the first time we did anything like this with lights and cameras.
Oh, yeah. Now you're used to it.
A little more.
Caleb and I were so excited for reality TV, man.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, you hated it. You didn't want to.
Well, yeah. I mean, it took some convincing. I mean, Becca has always had this dream.
How did it come to you? You just applied?
I mean, it was during COVID, so I was so fed up with not performing, not being able to see people.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like, we need exposure. We need something. We need some strategy.
And they were fine with it, apparently. But you were like, hey, strive for excellence.
I was about to like, if they weren't going to be on board, I was potentially going to try to be a Disney princess. And
I see that.
You know,
that's right. Yeah.
Just like
going to Disney.
Had such an antsy feeling within me, like something, anything.
I can't be doing this. Yeah.
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 And I think we had enough experience as a band that we knew our bread and butter and what to put on the stage.
Yeah.
Which is really important for going on
anything. Yeah.
And so America fell in love with the real us and like the stripped down, the acoustic, the harmonies. Yep. And so I think that was the best thing that could have happened.
Okay. So that you just applied?
Yeah. I mean, it was like a virtual audition at first.
Yeah.
You had 40 seconds to impress them.
Wow. That sounds like just like comedy.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
What'd you say?
You either get it or you don't.
What was the first song? Purple Rain?
Nah, this
that came later.
Evergreen by Yebba.
Okay.
And it just has a bunch of riffs that Becca does. Because honestly, Josh and I were like, Becca, you should just do this by yourself. Like, her voice is incredible. She could have won the show by herself.
Okay.
No.
You could have.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to do it by herself. She wanted to do it as a band. And Josh and I thought, well, we'll get, you know, eliminated by week one for sure. But sure, we'll come along.
That's not the energy you need to win the show.
Together we rise, together we
Let's
fall.
Let's go. Oh, yeah. So there's nobody in with the live shows? There's nobody there? Was there in COVID or no?
There was an audience.
There was. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And they are screaming.
Oh, yeah.
You can barely hear the notes you're singing because they are just...
Yeah.
So excited.
And then because I read that all four of them turned around for y'all.
They did.
Is that right?
Yeah. Ariana Grande.
Is that on your bio?
Oh,
you got to dig a little bit to find that. That should be up top.
Up top is like, we made history as the first group to win NBC's The Voice. And then it moves on.
Yeah. So you were like, what do you decide to sing in the first time in front of them?
A little song called Helplessly Hoping by Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I don't know. I don't know it.
It's from the 60s.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a deep cut. I couldn't believe they let us sing it. Like, that was one of our top choices. And we assumed they'd be like, what? No, you're not singing a song. But they were like, yeah, go for it.
They were into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, dude.
Yeah. It was really shocking to us that the stuff that we were playing, you know, in living rooms for 10 people.
Did they like? Yeah.
We were able to do the same music on stage, and then all of a sudden for like 7 million people loving it on TV.
And we're into it.
It was super humbling.
You didn't think that. I guess I still think that. Like, I have like a sold out show and I go like, there's like a line, I go, why are y'all here?
Yeah.
I think that about myself. It's uncomfortable. It's very they're like, we love you. I go, what?
Yeah.
It's a strange, it's weird.
Yeah.
People ever laugh before you say something? Like say a joke.
I'm not going to say a joke right now.
Yeah, no. I wonder.
Oh, they're just laughing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They just laugh in anticipation.
If they know me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, it's you could say as an artist, like it's a little bit of it's like batting practice. Because I went like Nate Bargatze or Theo Vaughn or whoever my comic buddies, like if one of them asked me to open for them, like a couple weeks ago, and I just like it's totally different because they're not here for you. They're actually here for someone that's not you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
wow. So they, like, I tell my openers, I go, dude, you got to come out. They've driven to see you, me. If you give them a big belly laugh in the first 30 seconds, that's a good feeling. And they were like, we want more of that. This guy can give it to us. So we're on board. If you go 90 seconds without giving them one, they will turn. And they're like, it's you are in between me and seeing the person I came to see.
Yeah.
So they're like, get this guy off out of here.
Like looking at the clock right away. Yeah. Like, come on.
No, but if you can get them, like when you went out with Pentatonix, or they were like, we came to see them. Oh, we discovered y'all.
Right. Yeah.
And you would hope you would win them over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And your openers did amazing. Like we remember really enjoying them. The
bow tie comedy.
It made a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. See, she still knows. Oh, yeah. Oh, in South Bend?
Yeah.
Who was I with in Toledo?
I don't think you.
It was just by myself. I was not by myself at a show.
Yeah.
There's no way. Was I with Derek? I was with Derek.
Really?
No, man. It was just you.
Oh, maybe we showed up late. You know what? We could have been late.
Oh, we're probably
late. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you guys, get a little bit of exposure, a little bit of fame, and you think you can just show up late.
I've always showed up late.
Yeah. You showed up late with your parents.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I took a flash photography. I took a flash photo, and like the person came right up to me. I felt so bad. They're like, "You can't."
Did
have
you say
flash.
You're my cousin? He's my cousin. It's my cousin. Yeah,
it's okay.
It's okay.
We still cousins. Have the picture though.
Oh, you do. Yeah. Well, did any in going through the whole process of the voice? Was there anyone like? I would even ask this now. Is there anyone like who's like helping you? Because a comic is just on his own. Mm-hmm. There's no, I mean, maybe you're having like an agent with somebody like helping you pick songs or outfits or how to talk to anybody or anything. Mm-hmm. Or are you just out there? Your coach, whoever, who is your coach?
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly. Yeah. She would help you?
No.
She's a busy lady.
She's busy. Yeah.
She's a busy lady.
Oh, yeah. No, we saw her for like half hour a week, basically.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she's great. She's the best. Well, so you advance on, what is that, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? When do you hear, when do you know?
That we're advancing is on Tuesday.
All right, so then you got till next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then what do you do when you go home? Where are you going, to a condo?
Hotel.
We all lived in like a two-room little suite thing.
Yeah.
For like months on end.
Of course. Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, Tuesday night, we would get emailed our next song.
Oh, they would give you the song?
Yeah. Okay, but we had been in discussion with the producers, like, okay, if you advance, what song do you want to sing? Is that kind of thing.
Okay,
and then we give them our top three. And then if we advance, we get the email. And then often the next Wednesday morning, we'd go on the cameras with Kelly.
And she would,
And we'd like work together, like workshop it. Mm-hmm. And usually that meant we just had to stay up pretty late on Tuesday night to prep something.
Yeah.
And then just
was
see
anybody
where
it goes. Like, how long is it? 2 months? Three?
The whole process,
We
went out in May of 2021 and it ended mid-December.
Oh, so like 7, 8.
Yeah. There were some breaks in there. We got to go home for a couple months.
Then nobody was like, I'm good on this. Did anybody have a breakdown?
Oh, there were many breakdowns.
You were into it. You were like, I want to keep going. Yeah. No one was
absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
Okay,
Yeah. We just took it a week at a time. Like we were very quickly. I gave reality TV some backlash at the beginning of this, but we were so surprised by the community and how supportive people were.
Yeah.
And it was a phenomenal time. And so we just enjoyed the ride, you know.
Gosh.
And we just were amazed that we kept advancing and
You go back and watch it or no? You don't?
I did. No.
I mean, I go back for the comments.
You do, yeah.
I won't watch the video, but I'll just scroll through and read comments.
On what, YouTube?
Yeah, or anything, but mostly YouTube.
Wait, our dad made like this fake account.
Oh, that's right.
Did he? Respond to trolls.
That's like my mom's dream. I tell her, I go, if
that?
I ever, no.
No.
But no.
Wait for the handle. What was his account name?
Like Joe and Amos.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Couple just like grand. Amish names.
Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah. So he made a fake account and was responding on about defending y'all.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Man, that would be my mom's dream.
Yeah.
I'll let her hear this.
To just go after everybody. Yeah. She doesn't know that. I don't think she knows that you can make fake accounts. Mm-hmm. I don't think she knows that's within the rules.
Yeah. She has no KD. Yeah.
But to see some, like, like, what were they critical of? Your voice, your performance?
Who?
The trolls. Yeah.
Everything. Yeah.
And the fact that we were a trio. They're like, that's not fair. It's three voices. It's instead of one.
Voice, it's not the voices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they have a good point
there. Yeah.
That is a good point, but hey, it's allowed in the rules.
Joe and Amos was like, to be fair, fair point. Yeah.
True.
This one I'm going to let you slide.
But they're my kids, so.
Yeah. Well, you get very, like, I feel like you want to kind of explain what it is, or where you coming from, or the point of view, or why you chose this, or why you doing this. But I feel like I kind of gave up on that a long time ago.
Right. Right.
Trying to go back, like, cause I understand the instinct.
Yeah.
The very first time I ever made something that people were critical of, I was.
Yeah.
Like people, I first started making videos and my family would like share them. I knew everyone that shared it.
Yeah. Mm.
Not that they knew me, but they were like, then it was like people started sharing them that weren't. Like people will be like, I got this on my feed from someone that didn't know that I'm related to you.
Yeah.
And then you were like, what?
Yeah.
And then I think a lot of people have questioned my faith, if I am a Christian, or is this guy trying to, like with every Christian music video, is he like,
oh yeah,
making fun of it? Mm-hmm. Well, or is he like supportive of it? And I used to try to want to explain to everybody.
Sure.
Yeah. But now I just kind of...
Let it be.
Yeah.
Because you're a comedian. Like, the point is to toe lines and like...
Yeah.
But yeah, I bet you get way more than we get as far as negative feedback.
People are offended at truth.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Exactly.
They can't... Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you continue to like grow in this, like that's just...
It's part of it.
Yeah.
There's going to be more of it that more of that.
Wait, no, way more.
Yeah.
We haven't even released a single outside of Christmas music yet. So like just yesterday, we got a mix of our new song.
Yeah.
And it's so terrifying. Imagine like setting them free out into the world.
Oh, yeah.
We've loved this song for like 6 months now and we've been playing it live and that's one thing. But like to imagine it out in the world, it's scary because probably... Yeah. I want it to be a boulder when we drop it into like the lake, but it's probably going to be like a little sand pebble. And like, oh, yay.
They're out there. Miracle made, baby. They're back. Oh, yeah.
Ever slept before, John?
Yeah, I have. I've slept before.
Ever slept poorly?
I've slept. You know what? Every day I've been alive.
Yeah.
I have slept. Let me think. Maybe not.
You pulled on lighters before?
I was going to say studying, but everybody would be like, no, you didn't.
Yeah. Just seeing right through that.
Yeah.
No, dude, come on.
Have I not slept until the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gone through.
Well, say goodbye to bad sleep.
One time,
Sean,
on a cruise ship is the only time I was working on a cruise ship in Bermuda. No, I was. And we decided we were going to stay up until the sunrise.
Fun.
We stayed out there on those chairs and watched the sunrise.
That sounds really sweet.
Not worth it, by the way.
No?
No.
No.
Set your alarm.
You know what would have been worth it, John? Miracle made.
Oh yeah, we didn't have. We slept under towels out on the thing.
This is not that at all.
Nah, see if we did, it would have been worth it
for sure.
Whether you want to get more fit, be a better parent, or get more done at work, there's one thing that will help, and that is
better sleep.
Come on, baby. With Miracle Made sheets, you can tap into the power of self-cooling temperature regulation, which has been shown to improve sleep quality by over 20%.
20%.
Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality if you wake up too hot or too cold? Recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets inspired by NASA. Mm. Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and make temperature-regulating bedding, so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. Traditional bed sheets can harbor bacteria. Did you know that?
I have heard that.
Not mine. When do you shower, at night or in the morning?
Both.
What?
Both.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You shower, go to sleep, wake up and shower?
Correct.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Dude.
Yes, I do.
Look, he's turning around. He's never absolutely heard of something like that.
Yeah.
Well,
see, he's with me. See, Dave's with me.
What?
We've been connecting on a lot of stuff. He's new here, but we're on the same page.
Really?
You're going to go to bed without a shower?
Yes.
Ew, dude.
Hold on. Well, I had this conversation with Lydia last night.
Yeah.
And she said, we were talking about, she's like, one thing we need to discuss. I'm not going to say it. Lydia's in here for a second. She's doing this ad read.
Sounds exactly like it.
One thing we need to discuss is how often our children are going to bathe. I go, well, we don't. Okay. This is very premature for this conversation. Yeah. And I said that growing up, and I'm going to ask my siblings about this. Growing up, we would take a bath on Saturday night for church. That's it.
What do you mean that's it? The month?
The week.
You bathed once a week.
Yep.
Stop it, John. Come on, dude.
I'm going to ask my siblings this way. I'll come back with an answer next week.
This is the stuff we should have talked about with a girl named Tom. Yeah. Because they could have weighed in on this.
Did y'all
too.
Do this? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember taking a bath on Saturday night.
Oh my gosh, dude.
That's it.
And I love you.
Yeah.
That's gross.
My mother listened to the podcast. Are you going to say that to my mother?
I guess I just did.
Yeah. Now we're going to verify this. I'm going to ask my siblings. I remember Saturday night is the night we all had to take a bath because church is in the morning.
Bro, y'all grew up you have how many brothers?
Seven.
You guys played outside?
Yeah.
You have seven brothers?
We played in like the creek and stuff. So that counts. Yeah, that counts as a shower.
Oh boy.
Anybody?
Yeah, we'll revisit this.
Miracle Man is this is not part of the copy. But Alex,
they're like our sheets are bacterial, are antibacterial, but that well.
Let's do it. We got to do a poll or something like that. Are you more Team Alex or Team John?
Okay,
once a week or twice a day?
At minimum.
Nah, it's crazy.
If I go to the gym, I'm showering after that too.
Yeah.
So it's sometimes three.
Yeah, Steve Jobs on his private jet and you showering three times a day is what's leading
great
to this.
Good company.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect way to give someone you love the gift of better, more luxurious sleep. Save over 40% and be sure to use our promo code NETPOSITIVE at checkout. Save even more and get three free towels.
Nice. Not that John would need them, but
I wouldn't need them.
That's like 3 weeks of towels.
Unless I was going to the creek. Wait, well, I use a towel. I keep it.
I know.
Yeah, you keep it for a couple weeks. Yeah. Not a couple weeks. I don't know.
Sometime.
You know, you live your own life for a long time and then there's there's a woman a part of it and she's like, you can't do this.
Yeah.
Like, what?
That is jarring.
Yeah, I didn't know you couldn't do this.
Yeah.
Who? Yeah. You know, have you seen those memes? There's like a guy with like navy sheets on his bed.
Yes.
It's like,
like the typical guy bedroom. Navy sheets or black sheets.
Yeah, mattress on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mattress, the official... the official sheets of mattress on the floor. Miracle Made. I just made that up myself. All that aside, upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. 20% better sleep is unbelievable. If you could take 20% improve in any area of life, 20% more money would be a lot.
Yep.
20% more attractive would be cool.
Yep.
20% more gas mileage. I'm trying to think of 20% more.
Yeah.
20% more dopamine in your brain.
Yeah. 20% more sunny days.
Be a big jump.
That'd be a big one.
Be a big jump. Yep. 20% better sleep. Go to trymiracle.com/netpositive. Use the code netpositive to claim your free three piece.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Towel set and save over 40% off. That's like unbelievable. Again, trymiracle.com/netpositive. Treat yourself. And I'm going to figure out how often I bathed as a child.
Yeah, we're going to have to
text
circle
my
back
mom
on this
right now. I'm not going to text my mom because she was like, we showered you every day. I'm going to ask my siblings
and
see what they remember.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Back to the episode.
I know exactly how it goes. You go, hey, big announcement coming tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Announcement, hey, pre-save for like, right?
All the
stuff. Then try to get on the stuff. And then you literally, Netflix is different because you don't know the numbers, but like, you know streams. If my video is good or not.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no, but I could like see the streams.
Yep. Yeah.
I could look at.
Yeah.
That's what's public terrifying about it.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
But nobody think about like you would be just glued to the numbers.
Mm. Yeah.
I know. You're just watching.
I'm constantly checking.
Yeah. You check more than them.
And we know it's bad for us.
Yeah. Like, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Of course. They're like, just go to Chick-fil-A and have a sweet tea and you'll be fine. But you do want to know that your instincts are
on track.
Those feelings that you had on the show that you're like, hey, everybody's like, we love this. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, I love
that feeling. That.
Yeah. I don't know what that is, but I love that.
Yeah. Do more of that.
So please. Then you do one and then they go, we don't love that.
Yeah.
Is terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
We got known for doing covers on the show.
Okay. Yeah.
So to release our own music and to establish our own direction.
Yeah.
It's going to disappoint people. Like, that's just the reality.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
Yeah. If I can get back, like when COVID happened, nobody was doing anything, right? Nobody's doing any shows. And then they were like, hey, there's this like parking lot where they're like going to set that you want to do it there. And we were like, the people that were not like, they were in for comedy to be famous, like they disappeared. Yeah. They did. They went. I don't know where they went. They never. They left and never came back.
Wow.
But the people that were like, dude, we're obsessed with
about this
the craft of jokes and seeing if they work. They not only survived but thrived because they were like whatever that feeling of you wanted to get them in the thing to go down to the church to we made a thing for y'all. Mm-hmm. It's like,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
And now, unfortunately, there's agents and managers and money and like,
but the whole driving, Twitter. The whole driving force behind that is the jokes and is
same
the
thing. It was the same thing from the beginning.
Yeah,
that I was just sitting in the back of my frat house in college, and the guy, the warden or the president, and it was going. And I was like, come on. It was that. It's that. It's been that the whole time.
Yep.
And if you go, I like. You see like a billboard or you see something, I just write it in my phone. Mm-hmm. What do you, where does?
Voice memos, voice notes. Memos. Yeah, all that.
Watching CNN and seeing the submersible. That's where it comes from.
Yeah.
It's like, you'll be in the grocery store just like, da na na na.
And you write it down and you say, what's the group text called?
Big Brass Monkey.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's real.
That's a pretty good question, John. We've never asked that before.
What's the group text called?
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Big Brass Monkey.
It's from a John Prine song.
Oh, yeah. He's country. Oh, a Brass Monkey is a Beastie Boys song. It's not that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Beastie Boys is a band. Okay, never mind.
I don't know who Beastie Boys
You don't know who the Beastie Boys are? Nah, it's just before your time.
The Beach Boys.
Yeah, there you go. Well, then is there, we have a joke in our show about that we have the big family group text, and then we get side family group text.
Yeah.
So you'll be like, hey, dude. Like, you were like, hey, dude, that Joshua's like, I'm not into it.
This or y'all sucks. Two
are like, hey, dude, Becca's like, she's like a lot on the, like.
Too many texts in a row. Yeah.
Do you like that? And you got to make sure you send it to the right text. You're like, right. It can't be in the main one.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Got I'm in not in them if they're our side.
But you have a text with him. Do you talk to him directly?
Yeah.
You talk to him directly.
Yeah.
And y'all talk to each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then you're right. That's not group
it's
text.
It's called triangulation.
That's just like.
Hell yeah. I guess there has to be a big group of people. Yeah,
you got a big family.
Yeah, I got a big family.
Well, with our band, though, it happens. Like,
that's true.
Because we go out with like 8 people or 7 people, you know.
Oh, yeah, so. on the crew?
Yeah.
And when? How long were you on that? You just came right off the tour in with the Pentatonics?
That was
right after in like January?
Yeah, that was Christmas time.
Okay.
And so now we're just doing our solo tours.
That's when I heard about you.
Okay.
That's when I came around. I go, oh, wait, what?
That's a good question.
Like, people tweeted, are John Christ and Girl Named Tom related?
Yeah, I think I sent that to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was something about Amish people there. No one knew two Mennonite
because
people.
We mentioned
that
in the show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That what? Oh, that and I talk about that.
We learned
all the time.
Harmonies from our Mennonite.
Yeah.
And that most people associate Mennonites with Amish, but we're not that. And
yeah. Yeah.
They must be.
Yeah. So we got to do that Pentatonics tour. Yeah. That was our first time coming up close with like a huge tour, like giant budget, seven semi trucks, five buses. Like that blew our minds to be on that tour.
Crazy.
We learned a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, is there like, did y'all are homeschooled, right?
Oh, yeah. We went to public school for high school, but we were homeschooled up to that.
Same. Did you have a TV growing up?
We did, but we thought it was only for movies. We didn't know that it was, we didn't know like channels.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we didn't know channels.
And honestly, like
no channels.
There was like a cabinet that, like a cabinet door that would close the TV.
Yeah.
And so it would like, the TV would only appear when we were about to watch a movie. We were like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like kind of, it was respect. It's like a little, yeah. Even there's like a there is one, but you don't.
Yeah.
You don't look at it when it's light outside.
Yeah. Exactly. You use it for PowerPoint for lyrics or something.
Or
yeah.
If I was sick, then we could watch.
Yeah. Yeah. And so was it strict growing up? A lot of rules?
Yeah. 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 Very black
Pretty
and white.
Pretty thick bubble.
Yeah. Yeah. In there. That's what, yeah. Cause we didn't want to go to school because we didn't want to learn about like evolution, or my parents didn't want to. And we, and did yeah. you, did you guys, were the other denominations of Christians, was you kind of different from that?
I think it was less to do with church and more to do with my mom just seeing us as like 5 and 6 year olds. And she's like, I don't want them to sit at a desk all day.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's so much learning that can happen just outside and
creative play,
walks through the woods.
Well, look at it. She was right.
Yeah.
Because you started playing music.
Definitely onto mm-hmm. something.
That's what Yeah.
Yeah.
But you go to public school, you got to go to the homeroom and you got to do all this. And you're like, we're never going to learn any of this.
Yeah.
I was ready to go to public school though, because I wanted to have friends.
That's so disrespectful to our community, Becca. No. But then you were not going to be accepted or no? You
well, the boys had gone before me.
Okay.
And Josh like took off his shoes at recess and got in trouble, had to stand by the brick wall.
Oh, and yeah. So that wait, in of, the public school?
Yeah, in public school. He
first
just,
day.
Because you don't wear shoes in homeschool or what?
No.
Well, like when you go outside, it's like a chance to take off your shoes.
Go barefoot.
On the farm.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You went to school and took off your shoes.
Yeah.
And you got in trouble for that?
And well, I mean, John, they were Crocs too. Like my mom let me wear Crocs to public school first day. Come on.
It's not, yeah. There's no dress code there. Yeah. But your mom had no, was she homeschooled?
No.
So she knew about school.
She knew. She knew better. Yeah. She knew better. I love you, Mom.
And she sent you out there and then you came back and told them.
Yeah. So I could kind of
see. It's a brave new world out there.
Yeah.
What they were going through and
don't do this.
I think I kind of
started to have, did they have girlfriends or no?
I wanted them to.
They didn't.
I would study their class picture and like.
She created like stories.
Oh, yeah, chill. Like
in-depth stories of all of us.
I can still read the future from fifth grade.
Oh, yeah. The future that didn't happen.
The future that did not happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And will not happen.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. So then there's so many, like, I've always said that you talk about the, we keep going back to the submersible, but like all the things that are going on in the world, but through that. Mm. So like they would always say, write jokes that only you could tell.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
If like, you're like, dude, I grew up, I was working at Chick-fil-A and my dad was a pastor and I was one of 8 kids. You're like, another comic can't do that.
Yeah.
He's like, that's his, that's John. You're doing, even if it's not the joke, you're like, that's John Christ's area.
Yeah.
So like what songs can you guys write, or what can you guys be as a band that no one else can be?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Cause we want to be the best Girl Named Tom possible. We can't be the best band in the world, but we can be the best Girl Named Tom in the world. And that's how we would do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
We just write from our own experiences. And so, well, this theme that we were talking about changing, with everyone telling us that we can't change or that they don't want us to change, that shows up in a lot of our music.
Yeah.
And also wanting to grab things as they're flashing by, but like everything's happening so fast that it's going to disappear. And we just have to be at peace with that too.
I mean, look at, what is that, Alex, that Drake album that was like a EDM that he put out like a year ago?
Yeah.
That it was just like, what was it?
Honestly, never mind.
Yeah. And you were like, it's a quote miss.
Yeah.
But if you were on the, in the label or something, you're like, that was, but you're like, not as an artist, like as an, you have to like do that to go to the next one.
Yeah.
You have to. And you're like, oh, I, if you tried a song that featured somebody that didn't work, it quote didn't work. I never think as an artist, nothing doesn't work.
Right.
It just maybe not accepted by them, but you're like, you can't be doing the jokes that I was doing 10 years ago. I can't be
doing the same.
No, dude.
Yeah.
You're going to die.
Right.
If you did stay the same, you will die.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's another part of our challenge is to like move past the voice.
Yeah.
You know,
we bad. And I was like, can we talk about it again?
No. Yeah. No, that's good. It's good. And it's always going to be a part of our story.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, the next step is to be like, okay, how can we separate the voice from people's minds as the only thing that represents the three of us?
Yeah.
And obviously we have to have new music out for that to be possible.
Well, there's probably a lot of those artists and a lot of the singing competition shows specifically that are just from that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That you go, oh, they kind of like, I wouldn't consider like Kelly, like someone from America. I mean, that's where you know her from, but then look at
everything else.
She's like, somehow she tried to start hosting.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
And it was probably Rocky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
Absolutely.
But now look at her.
She's crushing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And what was I going to say? It had to do with our goal. Yeah. The reason Josh and I didn't want to do this voice thing as much is because we believed in the grassroots thing that we were doing.
Oh, yeah. We just want to be anti.
Yeah. We want to be anti.
But the also, voice turned us down.
Those fans that would find us in the grassroots would never leave us and they still won't. And so now, post voice, we have to a little bit go back to that mindset and be like, all right, let's start at that level again.
That
like,
you were, it let's was not you imagine we're everybody.
Superstars.
Yeah.
Like, let's get back down there and be like, we got to gather these people up again and fall in love with who we are now.
Well, I don't think you have any trouble out in entertainment finding some obstacles. there will be plenty for you to make yourself an underdog. It's very easy.
Yeah.
You could go one day with not having a viral video. I'm like, dude, everybody forgot about it.
Yeah.
It's over. Yeah. Well, it does. Like in the, I mean, every artist would probably say the same thing, but like in the darkest times, like not dark in terms of like life and death, but dark in terms of it is hard. Mm. It's so like we were at I'm trying to not give up the anonymity of this person. We were at a show and there was an artist on the show that didn't feel like they had a good set. Young artist, and they went to the hospital at like a panic attack or like and I was like, you're done. If this rattles you and this is like too much, you don't have to be twice as strong. You got to be 50 times as strong. If you're going to go, does that resonate or not?
100%.
You go, dude, I mean, there's people coming for my job every day.
Yeah.
And every edit and you're like, dude, this is got to be better. It's got to be better. It's got to be more timely, either a lot with cameras and with the live show. It's like, dude.
Yeah. The time I'm most proud of us as a band was our first night opening for Pentatonix. First arena show ever. You know, there's like 15,000 people out
there. Which arena?
Oakland arena.
In Oakland.
And that's out of your realm.
Yeah, big time.
Dude, send us to Cleveland or something.
Yeah.
To Oakland.
Yeah. And so literally second song. Becca's like, we're all flying. We're all like on the first drop of the roller coaster. We have no idea what the heck's going on. We're just like, oh my word. Everything's flying by way too fast. We're not really conscious. And we start the song.
We're not really conscious.
Yeah. We start the second song a cappella, Jingle Bell Rock. It was a Christmas show.
Yeah.
And we start in the wrong key. And we all look.
It was
Becca.
I started in the wrong key.
What about all the strive for greatness?
I know. I was forgetting to listen.
That's what we told her in her ear. For like, Becca, it's not excellent.
You texted it. You're like, hey, Becca's on the rails. Yeah.
It was so terrifying. I thought I was falling off the roller coaster. And
I don't know how music works. I mean, I'm an artist. I'm a music artist myself, but I'm just kidding. How do you know?
Oh, we
all knew immediately. We looked at each other and we're like, what do we do to fix this?
You can feel it in your voice.
You can feel it, but you kind of stay there because you don't want to go off pitch.
Can you recover it? Can you get back into it or no?
We did.
So
when the band came in, we're just like, take a beat. Meow. Now we're here.
Because, we had
that is scary.
I know.
We had to pause, though, for like a bit and just let the drums play. And we're like, and we come here.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the show was amazing.
Yeah.
And so for us to have gone through that and like you said.
In Oakland.
Just get right back up and just kill it.
All right.
That told us something about who we can be.
And by the end, the audience, they loved it.
And they probably didn't even notice. Yeah. That's another thing.
No, they didn't, yeah. Well, you go from the not timeline wise, probably not, but like the like winning.
Yeah.
And then you're back to like, all right, we got to, in essence, win these crowds over again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like we just are, we are at the top. We, whatever the whatever the top is, we are here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you're like, you're going out on tour to open.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, this is not the top.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it's big, but yeah. And they got a crazy fan base, don't they?
They do.
Awesome fans.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I never been to that. I think they came here. Did they come to Bridgestone?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
that was one of our favorite shows. As openers, people got out their flashlights and like waved it the whole time.
Better. Yeah. That's
crazy.
That was tough.
And we were like, my agent was like trying to, we wanted to be in this like celebrity golf tournament. And then they like, we were like, I was telling them and kind of my team, I go, hey, we're not here for this. Like those are like rewards or like accolades of being famous or successful or whatever, but that's not why I came to Earth.
Yeah.
Like those other things that you're like, all right, they do feel really good. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, then you just want to chase after those, which is a scary place to be.
Absolutely.
And then the art kind of becomes a little bit
secondary.
Yeah.
And you can tell.
Yeah.
You can tell when the art.
You go, we kind of abandoned the reason why we started. And now like you're looking like streams and TikTok and you're like thinking about, if you think about, I always run into this, what will they like? Mm-hmm. It's like, you're done.
Yeah.
What do you like?
Yep.
What do you, and if they interact, if you, as a comic, if you're like, what do they like? And you're doing stuff to they, and they don't like it. It's done.
Yeah.
Right. But you're like, dude, I don't care what y'all think. Y'all need to hear this. And this is true. And this is funny.
Yeah.
Not screw y'all because you love them, but you're like, this is what I, and then they're like, we're with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time.
And even if they don't come back at the next show, you're going to come back.
Yeah.
And then they'll eventually find you again. And
if you stay, yeah, that's, there are like, do you guys, have you ever heard of blue collar comedy?
Really. Is it like a genre? If it's a genre, it makes sense.
No. It's like, it was like Jeff Foxworthy, Larry the Cable Guy, Bill Langfall, and Ron White. They're like four of them. They did a comedy tour, right? So it was like a clean comedy tour led by Jeff Foxworthy. Jeff Foxworthy is like a legendary comedian. So one of the guys was very dirty. Like he's a dirty comic. And he was like, come over to our show and be clean for 20 minutes, right? And it was not him. He was a kind of dirtier comic.
Yeah.
So all those fans that he got, once they come out to see him, it was very dirty.
Yeah.
And he, but there's a couple other comics that were on that, and they kind of morphed their careers to try to be like what those people liked. And he would get everybody come over, two people would leave offended, and then the one person that loved it came back and brought four people. Does that make sense? He was like, y'all not get, I'm gonna do me.
Yeah.
And if y'all come over here, like if you were like, I'm gonna adapt our show to fit in with whatever artist, but you're like, you then you might lose all of yourself,
and maybe you don't even love it.
You hate it too. And he's like, I don't know, this is who I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you get, I go back and forth on stepping into that and then like losing that sometimes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now I'm going to watch what you guys are doing and I'm going to be like, hey, you guys have lost your way. So,
yeah. Don't forget from where you came.
Now, do the people from Pettisville like you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You go back there. The best, you go back to the ice cream parlor and you're like, what's up, dude? I'm out here. Do you?
Yeah.
I mean, we know everyone. So it's like,
oh, yeah. They're not like, oh, I can't believe they're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everyone in a small town, like if you're as small as Pettisville, kind of everyone's a celebrity.
Yeah.
Because,
oh, yeah, everybody. Yeah.
Because you already know about everybody's lives.
Yeah, you already know.
Yeah.
I guess that kind of is the definition of celebrity, is that you know more about them than a normal stranger.
Right.
The owner of the ice cream shop is a celebrity.
Exactly. True. Exactly. You could say her name anywhere else in the town and they'd be
Luana.
Like, no, exactly.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
She has a name?
Luana.
Yeah.
I don't know her last name.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay.
Hey, oh yeah.
You just tell her, really? Oh, my parents will pay for it later. And she writes it on a
she
tab.
Writes
it
on a
in 2023?
Yes.
Yeah, dude, Mennonites do be loving ice cream, though. Yeah. Mennonites enter ice cream heavy.
We're lactose intolerant, so we don't get the ice cream there. We just get candy.
Oh, yeah. Did you start that when you became famous? Started lactose.
Started lactose intolerance. Yeah. Yeah. It's the cool thing. Yeah. I like oat milk now.
Like, what is that? Once I went out to LA, I was like, oh, I think I have an allergy. Yeah. I think that was, yeah. No, ice cream, because in Pinecraft, in
you're talking about Sarasota here?
Sarasota.
They love ice. That's where everyone gathers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
And then at Little Eden, ice cream was the thing there. Dude. Because they don't drink.
Yeah. Right.
That's what it is.
That's so good.
You're right.
So where does everybody hang?
It's the vice that we got to have a vice.
Yeah, you got to have something.
Got to have something.
Yeah. And then they go into church on Sunday morning. And you're like, I've been struggling this week.
Tell me.
Ice cream.
Yeah, dude, I got three scoops, bro. 3 scoops of Rocky Road. Yeah, we'll pray for him. What do they do, Mennonites? Do Mennonites lay hands on people or no?
No.
Do you raise your hands and worship or no?
We like try to be as innocuous as possible.
You do?
Yeah.
There's no raising hands.
No. Just like,
no facial expressions.
Really?
No. I mean,
pretty much no.
Yeah. Very stoic.
Yeah. More like respectful.
I guess maybe. That's what we would call it.
Yeah.
Or just shy.
Silent, stay still.
Nervous, but also, nervous to express ourselves.
Yeah. Also, totally. It's very uncomfortable if somebody's like pouring out their soul on stage and everybody's just, you know, like a stone. It's like almost disrespectful at that point, you know?
Well, you've seen other faith traditions.
Yeah.
So you go, oh, this is different than ours. Yeah.
Sure.
And I love it, but I feel like an outsider in those traditions because I don't have that like instinct to like raise hands or like do anything.
You
like
never
that.
Did that.
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah. When we would sing in church, I would, and I think it's maybe like to be humble or something. Like, stay as still as you can.
Really?
You can close your eyes sometimes, but like, especially when the song is done, just like look at the floor. Like, don't look at anyone, even if they're like being like great job.
Don't look at
I would literally be like, I can't show that I enjoyed that because I have to
be
stay
like having
humble.
Fun.
Yeah, I can't be having fun. This is only for the Lord. This is not for me to have fun at all.
The white knee-high boots didn't come. They didn't go.
No.
And just like, objectively, they weren't. They didn't make a Sunday morning appearance. Okay. That's right. And you know,
that's funny. People at shows, when we like explain that we're Mennonites, they're like, they don't look like Mennonites.
Yeah, but they don't know what a Mennonite is.
No idea.
Yeah. But you have to wear a suit? A guy don't have to wear a suit?
No.
Did you have to wear a suit?
No. I don't think I tucked in shirt, though.
Tucked in.
Khakis. Yeah, like nice dress. Yeah, you know, like a tucked in, like a collared shirt. No tie, though.
No. Hey, when you made your hair look like Amish, was that real?
Did you actually cut it?
Yes.
It was a wig.
No, it's about to. I'm about to cut it again in like 2 weeks.
Really?
Oh
yeah, it's almost grown out. It's almost. I can't bring it. Take this off. This.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm almost close.
Nice.
Yeah.
So funny.
No, it's real.
Yeah.
Caleb wants to be like you.
You can grow a bowl cut.
He wants to like put it down.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Didn't you see you? I mean,
that's a French crop.
Oh yeah,
it's a little different than the Amish bowl cut.
Yeah.
I guess so.
But those are people. The Amish are near Pettisville, right?
Mm-hmm.
All around,
especially Goshen, where we went to school. There's buggies and all over
Goshen.
The place.
I was just there at Elkhart County Fair.
Oh, you guys were there.
Oh, nice. Dude, why don't we talk about this at the beginning? I went there and I did the TV interview, and they said y'all were at that stage. In the middle of everything on that grass.
Yeah.
He said this was because my aunt was like, we saw y'all there last year.
Yeah.
That was a wild show because it was back at my birthday.
It was my birthday.
At the Elkhart County Fair, 4-H.
Yes. Yeah.
And the boys surprised me with Iron Man coming out on stage with like cotton a huge candy. Thing of cotton candy.
Iron Man, like the
real one.
The Robert. One that walks around to take pictures with.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. Dude, he was there. Yeah. And then you say we're from here or where we live around here. Did you mention that?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, everybody knows
they all kind of were there for that reason. Yeah.
What, they can't put you on the main stage?
Kansas.
Not yet.
Kansas was on the main stage, I think, last year.
The fair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fair guy. Oh, yeah.
Me too. Yeah. I love them. Yeah. I love the rides. I love the food.
What is what do you guys close on?
Our last song?
Yeah.
Stay the Night. It's a song we wrote.
Yeah, that's
it's
the
a
one.
Rocker.
Yeah, it's the
it's
one.
A rocker. Yeah. It's dope.
And you go out with the band?
Yeah. We have a bassist and a drummer.
And y'all. Yeah.
And I play electric or acoustic guitar. Josh plays keys. Rebecca plays keys. We all play instruments and just mix it up.
Yep.
We just have everyone can play everything.
Yeah. That's nice.
Hey, dude. You just have to do like a rotation.
Yeah.
We're all going to do it and then rotate around on the instruments. Yeah.
But it'd be fun to do it in the middle of a song one time.
Oh, that'd be good.
That was gay. That's where
we're
ideas
getting all
come
kinds
from.
Of ideas.
Well, it's funny because we're looking at our tour and we're looking at ticket sales and we're looking at adding and subtracting people. Because like I know a lot of bands that like they're just opener and they bring like a drummer and then they have tracks.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're like, everybody that was on these tracks, we'd be out of business.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't want to just bring y'all in tracks.
I know.
Because then you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. And it's way more fun to have, you know, a full band on stage.
Yeah.
So, John, are you going to do every Christian music video live?
Well, I can't sing. So
lies.
Everybody's asked me that.
Lies.
What?
Sure you can.
No, I mean, I can't sing like that. But I mean, it is doing well. But I don't. I don't know.
People would love it.
You could
pitch it down.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Literally.
Yeah, because when I in the studio, I was like, because somebody else recorded. We wrote it and composed it. Mm-hmm. I was gonna do the music video, but somebody else's voice, and they were like, "Well, you should."
Yeah,
because they're like,
"It's way better."
Comedy, like parody video, you do have a little bit of a. It doesn't have to be.
No.
Actually, if I did have an amazing voice, it would be weird.
Yes.
They're like, it does have to be a little bit like Weird Al or something like that.
It sounds like you with your like tone or your expression.
You can tell it is me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I'll just do it. I was like, three chords in a mid-tempo. And he was like, no, you got to go three chords in a mid-tempo. Like, you got to go.
Yeah.
That's what the guy was saying.
Yeah, send it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Full send.
Yeah, full send.
You had a vocal producer.
Yeah, he was like, and he tells her that he loves her and he'll never sin again. And then it was, and I had to yell it.
Yeah.
And he tells her, like I had to yell it.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'll do it
massage
on the back.
It.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, you have to like. You have
it's all about the performance.
You got to go.
Make him believe it.
I felt the passion.
Yeah. And, but I was like, but I can't. But in there, the studio, it's weird.
Yeah.
I can imagine singing that live. But you can't imagine doing jokes.
Absolutely not. Are you kidding?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of any type of situation where we would be on stage together. Like a Christmas.
Ooh.
That's the thing.
It would have to be me, y'all. And it has to tie in like the way we grew up. So who else are we having?
Mm. Great question.
There's like some magician or something like that.
Yes. Trifecta.
Who else would come out?
I mean, it'd be just like Christmas cheer, you know?
What am I going to do?
Give him some Christmas cheer.
Yeah, I'll do some jokes. Yeah.
John Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, I think this is what we got.
People would love that.
They would hate that. We just do a residency at the Blue Gate.
Come to us.
All of December. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys do some, and then we do, we'd be on stage together.
Yeah.
We'll do
every Christian music video. Yeah.
And then I'll... You know, like some of the bands where they play like, they're like, that guy's like, we used to have a joke in our church where like, we'd have to have like one of the guys on staff, his wife. I was like, that guitar is not on.
Oh, yeah.
Like for sure not on.
Yeah.
That guitar is not on. And she was up there. I go, no, that's not on.
It's not even plugged in.
I don't even think her mic is on. Yeah, but she needed to be. Yeah, we can do one of y'all's songs. I'll learn it and I'll be up there playing.
Jamming. Oh, that would be so funny.
Yeah,
yeah.
That'd be so funny.
Well, we'll send you guys out of here on this. What do we need to, how do we follow you and what's next for y'all?
Yeah.
Follow us and Girl Named Tom on everything.
Yeah, but I said what was happening to you on Twitter and you didn't even know.
That's true. Well,
Twitter's
Twitter.
Tough.
I don't have the app.
Oh, yeah. Because you're not allowed or? No, I'm just kidding.
No, we're just not good at Twitter, but we're better at Instagram, TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook. Those are our big ones, Girl Named Tom. And then our website, girlnamedtom.com. We're on tour the rest of the summer through the fall.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're planning a Christmas tour in the Midwest.
That I'm going to be on.
Yes.
We're offering VIP tickets on this Christmas tour with John Christ with horse and buggy rides throughout Shipshawana.
The funny thing about that is a lot of people like, and even in Christianity, is like a lot of people have like, sadly like disavowed it because there are probably a lot of the people in the Mennonite community is like we're out
tons.
Well,
even for us it's a struggle to know how to identify with it and to which parts to express, which parts even we're holding on to, like we talked about earlier, like there's certain things we really would feel better about letting go and then other things that we would like to hold on to and continue to define us. So,
but if you like, I think all of like, if you like are all out on your like childhood, I'm like, all right, dude, you're an adult. Yeah. I was taught, I'm going to speak on behalf of y'all, but like a lot of good things so in terms of like,
absolutely,
like discipline, work ethic, respect for like just a way of living life that a lot of people don't have. That any success I've had is because of.
Yeah. We're lucky.
Yeah.
Also, there was some things that you're like sending me first day of school with Crocs is like, all right, well, that's not
forgivable. Forgivable.
Yeah, that we got here. We might have to abandon this one, or that we might have to have a TV now.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh, I don't, but if the people that stay, I mean, still committed, like the Amish community, like, hey, no, I'm like, dude, I respect it.
Yeah.
Because that is like,
it's hard.
Yeah.
Mad respect.
To keep there, like, hey, what if, you're like, well, I'm still going to have a horse plow the field is nuts.
Yeah.
It's very romantic.
It is. I find myself always defending it on the pod, always. Especially to people that didn't know how I grew up, and I didn't grow up in deep in the game as you guys did, but yeah.
And that, you know, it's very romantic, but I did some like research at one point. This is way tangent. You can cut this out.
I'll get in, dude.
But I did some research in Pennsylvania. There's a huge Amish community. Yeah. Back when we all thought we were going to be doctors at one point. And so.
In Lancaster.
In Lancaster, exactly.
By Sight and Sound.
Yeah. Exactly.
You perform there?
There's a.
No, they don't allow that.
There's a center for children's like disease there that Amish bring their kids to because, you know, it's not all sunshine and rainbows
in that community. Yeah. We can just, you know what? We can just leave it at that. And everybody knows, I think, what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. He's like, hold on, before we get out of here.
Yeah. But anyway, back to what Josh was saying. We do have VIP tickets on sale.
Oh, yeah.
At girlnamedtom.com. And we, like I was talking about earlier, we have a mix of a new song. Yeah. We're going to be releasing tracks the rest of the year. Oh, so
We're super excited. When's it coming out?
Please.
Yay. Yeah.
September, early September.
Oh, yeah. And as you can buy tickets to the VIP, or you can ask me and I'll be like, they're my cousins. So I got you.
We owe you big time, man.
I got you. Yeah. Best of luck to you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks.
Thank you, John.
I mean, yeah, sure. It was a little weird, but on the net. It was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.